3FM K1 and sunshine today, headed for a high around 88 degrees. We've got news coming up in just a little bit, but right now we are talking about an event that will be coming to Bartlesville early next month. I get to spend a little bit of time with Michelle Larkin and World Hoop Day. No, this is not something about Adam Hooper. This is about an event that really commemorates, at least in my opinion. I'll let her tell us more, but certainly an opportunity to use something that was patented here in Bartlesville back in about the, I'm trying to think of when I got mine, mid to late 50s somewhere, the hula hoop. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for coming in. What's going on with World Hoop Day?
Good morning. World Hoop Day was started in 2005. It was a dream of Mrs. O'Keefe and her husband Kevin in California. She was a hooper, and when on her hooping journey, she wished to put a hoop in every hand that wanted one around the world.
I had a red one. My younger sister had a blue one. And I mean, every kid in the neighborhood when I was growing up, I think, had one. We had a lot of fun with the hula hoop.
Absolutely. They are a lot of fun.
This is something that I'm seeing a lot of resurgence there. For a while, it seems like you didn't see them out much, but I'm seeing more and more youngsters, and youngsters who maybe have already graduated from high school that are still using the hula hoop.
Absolutely. In the early 1990s, there is a subculture, a jam band culture, which I was introduced to. There's a certain band named the String Cheese Incident. They were the ones who actually started throwing homemade hula hoops made out of irrigation tubing out into the audience to encourage movement, to encourage dance, to encourage free form flow and art flow.
So a little bit different, I guess. The overall objective is still the same. It's got to be a lot of fun or you wouldn't do it. But it's a little bit different than the, I guess, maybe what I was doing it for back at about 57, 58, 59.
Yes, there was a gentleman by the name of Arthur K. Mullen in 1957. He was the founder of WAMO. He had traveled to Australia and witnessed children hooping with bamboo hoops. Upon returning from his travel, he went back to work at WAMO and said that, "I think we can do something with this." They then started to look for a material to make the hula hoops in, of course, not bamboo. In researching, they found that the Phillips 66 Petroleum Company here in Bartlesville had the perfect plastic. They had a plastic called Marlex. Phillips was looking for someone to use the Marlex. They were losing money on it by the day. So it was a marriage between WAMO, Phillips 66, and Art Linkletter, being an advocate of toys at the time. I do have the statistics of when they started making the hoops with the Marlex plastic. Within 4 months, they sold 2,500. 2,000 hoops were made daily. And within a year period, 100,000 hoops were sold. They would hire little children to stand out in front of the store and hoop to sell the hoops, which were selling for $1.98 each at the time.
I was thinking it was around $2. So yeah, that is a tremendous marketing plan, and obviously widely successful. Art Linkletter was showing them on his TV show, Art Linkletter's House Party, and had kids doing it. And like you said, the large stores, small stores, towns of 10,000 and towns of a million were all hooping.
Yes, and the colors of the hoops at the time were red, white, blue, green, and yellow were the colors sold.
And now, World Hoop Day, this is an opportunity, if I understand it right, to not only get all of us that I'll say did it as youngsters, but get new people out trying the hula hoop and getting a little bit of fresh air, fun, and exercise in the process.
Absolutely. Incorporating every age, every size, every color, every race, every religion. The hoops are not prejudiced in the least. They love everyone. and you can be fitted for a particular hoop.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I was just about ready to say it's one size fits all, but I guess maybe not. Huh?
No, it's not. You get sized for a hoop. Generally, it is the height is in your midsection.
Okay.
The weight, it depends. The heavier and the larger the hoop, the slower the hoop goes, mm-hmm. the slower you have to move.
Okay.
The lighter, the smaller the hoop, the faster you have to move.
Makes somewhat sense if you want to look at the physics of it, I'm sure. You got an event coming up at Sooner Park?
I do.
Is this the first time you've tried it here? I don't remember seeing an event like this in the past here in Bartlesville.
Right. When I started my hoop journey in 2011, at Johnstone Park at the Earth Day Festival, a local resident by the name of Claire Bush was holding hoop class.
Okay.
She explained to me that it's a tool, it's not a toy. And she put a 42-inch diameter hoop in my hand, mm-hmm. showed me how to spin it, mm-hmm. and I've been lost in the journey since. It was recently that I found out about Annie O'Keefe and her dream. Mm-hmm. And knowing the history of the hoop coming from Bartlesville, I wanted to bring together the hoop community back to Bartlesville, where the hoop was born in 1958.
Sound like a great idea. I think it certainly, as I think of, you know, kids just out having fun with it, just because it's a fun thing, it's great. But when you look at all the other reasons to do it, it makes perfect sense.
Yes, when you just waist hoop, you burn 7 calories a minute, 400 to 600 calories an hour. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even touch what body hooping from your head down to your legs do.
Makes a lot of sense that the more you're doing with it, the more calories you're going to burn. So
absolutely.
Excuse me. Are there retailers around that are you know, got plenty of hoops for your event?
Unfortunately, no. The dollar stores and Walmart, of course, sell their light plastic hoops. Mm-hmm. Some children can use them, some can't. 99.9% of adults cannot use them.
So where can we find some hoops to?
Online. There is lots of hoop distributors all over the country, mm-hmm. that you can find online. On my hoop journey, I have become a business / hobby myself. Mm-hmm. I own Ravewin Hula Hoop Emporium.
Okay.
I do specialize in making hoops for heavier, taller adults. I can make a hoop that will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one in town thus far that I know of that makes hula hoops.
Okay.
I have an email and a phone number and a card. I also just enjoy hooping with other people that just want to hoop.
Okay. This is an event that's going to be going on October 7th, Sooner Park, and looks like you've got all afternoon to do it.
Yes, from noon to 5.
I know there are several things that I know we tried as youngsters to get the hoop to move up and down our body, and different things you can have to have fun with it. But do you have any folks that you know of that are going to be showing off really some superior skills with the hoop?
I hope so. This is kind of just the first time thing. I don't know what to expect.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to be there. I'm going to be doing my stuff. As I learned from working the Kids Zone at Sunfest, I had people from all over the place coming in and showing what they know and what they could do. And we were shocked. We were so surprised, and we were so happy at the different people that would come in and show us what they could do. There is hoop dancers in this town.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it a bit that just because we got a great dance community, that somebody would incorporate the two and have some fun with it, and it's got to be a great show.
Yes, it actually is. It actually is wonderful to watch.
And I don't know if you're going to have musicians out there or recorded music, but just to me, hooping goes well with music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hoop in my own yard. I open the windows and open the door and put on some of my favorite tunes and just let the hoop flow. Mm-hmm. And that's why they call this particular hooping, and goes into different types of like poi dance and so forth, and they call it an art flow for a reason.
World Hoop Day, I'm assuming that this will be going on, you know, all around the globe more or less at about the same time of day each time zone?
Yes, that is October 7th is the date on worldhoopday.org. Mm-hmm. It is the date. The times may vary, of course, across the country. Mm-hmm. It was, Annie has taken this so far as to, they now have ambassadors who make hoops and take them to third world countries and put hoops into the hands of underprivileged children, which to me is a wonderful thing.
Sure. It's a low cost, fairly easy to ship to wherever it is you're going, because they're not heavy. Does take a little bit of space, but you can stack them pretty well.
Yes.
Are you asking people to sign up in advance or just show up that particular day and have some fun?
No, I'm just going to have signs up at the entrance. And I haven't decided which entrance we're going to use yet. It depends on who's going to be there and where we have a lot of open grassy area to perform in.
Okay.
Nobody's signed up yet. I've just been spreading the word as much as possible, and we'll see who shows up and what happens.
Anything local in social media as far as a Facebook page or Twitter handle that we need to connect with you on?
I have contacted everybody from Chevron ConocoPhillips to Phillips 66, where my grandsons and I a few weeks ago donated to Hula Hoops to encourage adult hoopers.
Okay.
They actually had Walmart hoops on display. So, mm-hmm. And actually, Chris Day from The Examiner has been following my hoop journey, and he's been helping me promote this event. As well as all the after school programs, all the elder exercise programs, just anybody I can think of. And when I do talk with someone, and I wind up with several more names and emails and phone numbers to contact. So right now it's just emails and word of mouth. And we'll see where it takes us from here.
And I assume that if you have a successful turnout, that you want to make this an annual event.
I would like to make this an annual event, absolutely. I would like the rest of the world and the United States to see that Bartlesville is a wonderful place to live and a wonderful community and very supportive of the hula hoop like they were back in 1958.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you are fortunate enough to have kept that hoop for 50 plus years, why, dig it out of the attic or your folks' attic or wherever it might be and come out and hoop on the 7th.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can see an original polypropylene hoop, mm-hmm. at the Phillips 66 Museum.
Yep.
And there is also one out at the Chevron Conoco Phillips Research Center. They have a original polypropylene hoop that you could look at.
Okay. Well, I know when we were clearing out my folks' house a year or so ago, my sister found hers in her bedroom. So there are still a few of them around. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's going to be, again, World Hoop Day. That'll be on October 7th. That's a Saturday at Sooner Park, going on noon to 5. And I'm sure she'd love to see you out there.
Absolutely. Come one, come all. Everybody's welcome.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And I've been spending a little time this morning with Michelle Larkin and letting you know about World Hoop Day. And again, that's coming up on October 7th at Sooner Park in Bartlesville. Go out and have a good day and commemorate and join in a hoop fest all day long, or at least all afternoon long. More coming up in just a bit on AM 1400 K1.
This is the worst hurricane in the history of Texas.
My daughter called.